Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, the nation's largest seed stock supplier, invites you to the ranch in Ideal, South Dakota for the 54th annual Top Cut Angus Bull Sale powered by the Motherlode, featuring 200 registered Angus bulls backed by proven maternal strength and long-term cowherd value. All sale information at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. For 54 years, the Top Cut Sale has been the standard for practical, performance-driven Angus genetics. Jorgensen Land and Cattle at the ranch Monday, April 20th. The 2026 world famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with parimutuel wagering May 2nd and 3rd on Derby Days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with Moms Free to the Races and more races added May 15th through the 17th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head to buckinghorsesale.com. Kent Backus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association shares why cattle producers are encouraged by USDA's renewed push behind the voluntary product of the USA label. For years, U.S. cattle producers have pushed to fix what they saw as a misleading labeling loophole, and now that change is here. Kent Backus says the updated USDA rule finally tightens the standards behind the product of USA label. He explains the concerns were simple. Imported beef could still carry the label, creating confusion for consumers and an uneven playing field for American producers. Now that loophole is closed, under the updated rule, any product using the product of USA label must come from animals that were born, raised, harvested, and processed right here in the United States. Backus says this opens the door for real distinction in the marketplace and gives U.S. producers a clearer way to promote their product. Importantly, this is not a requirement. This is a choice. Companies can opt in to use the label, but only if they can verify and document that the product meets those full U.S. origin standards. And while this isn't about food safety, Backus says it is about building trust. He calls it a marketing tool, one that helps connect consumers to where their food comes from and adds integrity to the label. Because today's shoppers aren't just buying beef, they're buying a story behind it. And coming up this weekend on the Ranch It Up radio show, with the spring sales season here, we have an update on the Gulf Coast Classic from Superior Livestock. And data management has never been easier thanks to software like CattleMax. And that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap.